My Aunt Grace passed away and bequeathed everything to me. A house is a gift hard to refuse, and that's why I moved back to Alabama at 61. I planned to sell the house, but over 2 years later, I'm still here. I lie in my aunt's four-poster bed with Rhoda, my gray tabby. A book is open on my chest, and a hangover slowly blooms. I should get a couple of Tylenol, but Rhoda is next to me, and if I get up, she'll desert the bed and leave me alone. These days, I take what warmth is offered. The phone rings. Hey, Jacob.
How'd you know it was me?
Caller ID, but who else calls me this late?
Someone could have died, he says.
This is true. We've entered that age when death becomes a more frequent visitor. How much have you had to drink?
No more than usual.
A lot, then.
I worked through all your suggestions and think the story's done, but I want you to read it again.
I hear the pop and crack of a fire in the background.
How cold is it there?
I ask.
Down to 50 tonight.
It's warm here. You wouldn't need a fire if you moved back, and you wouldn't have to phone me in the middle of the night. Just shake me awake.
His silence is palpable whenever I mention coming back home. Jacob has over 30 years at Illinois State and can retire whenever he chooses. He's a good teacher and could be a great one if he wanted. Nevertheless, writing comes first. I'm exhausted. I love him, but he has to make some concessions. I'm his editor, his writing support, and his lover. I'm tired. Too tired for this shit. Maybe we should take a break, I say.
Is that a threat?
No, this is. Either come back or I'm done. Find someone else to hold your hand. I cut the phone off, mute it, and go to the kitchen for some saltines to calm my stomach. The next morning, his sister calls.
She tells me, Jacob is dead.